Netflix has already made an enormous splash through its streaming and commitment to original program. Earlier this month, its leaders said the company was going to greatly expand those offerings by spending $8 billion on original content in 2018, and Netflix will be de-emphasizing some of its non-original movie choices. So what does that mean for Netflix subscribers and competitors? With me to talk about it is Tom Noonan, lecturer at UCLA and a former network and studio president. Tom, are the Netflix changes making it similar to a film studio, or has what's out there evolved so much that it's difficult to compare?
The biggest difference, I'd say, between the way things are working right now in the entertainment business when it comes to, let's call it, small screen entertainment, because it's, I don't even know really what TV is anymore, and it's becoming even harder to distinguish what movies are anymore because most people experience so many things on such different platforms. But yeah, it's gotten a lot more complicated to figure out how to break through the clutter, what the best business strategy should be, and where to place your bets, versus when I was starting out, there were three networks, basically. There were pay cable networks, but those were pretty much based on sports and movies coming out of cinemas to cable. The good news is the consumer is really benefiting from it, and the difficult news is that the entertainment industry is going through this tremendous shift. You know, there's going to be a lot of winners, but there's going to be some losers, too.
In some cases, is some of the original content on some of these offerings maybe not as good because it's more about getting a big name to help the bottom line as opposed to doing something terrific? Or is there, like with any situation, a blend of high-quality content and maybe not quite as good?
Well, I think what surprises most people is that when it comes to the ratings game, sports and live events are still the highest-rated content on television right now. So, oddly enough, that's always been the biggest driver, is basically big live events or sports, because they're the least predictable form of entertainment out there. And it still is sort of a community experience, and it's something that's G-rated, generally speaking. When it comes to scripted content, there is a great, vast variety of material that people can consume these days. Where I think we've seen kind of a dumbing down, if you will, has been in the major studios and what they pick and choose to finance, which has been largely just superhero movies and adaptations of existing titles that we've come to love over several generations, but that aren't that fresh or original.
Well, so has that opened up more opportunities then for some of these situations like Amazon or Netflix to grab some very talented people who maybe, are writing some of the, what we used to know more as the independent films, the ones that seem to win a lot of the awards?
The independent films, character-driven films that were still popular in movie theaters as recently as, 5 or 10 years ago, the writers and the artists who are responsible for those kinds of movies that are largely not getting funded anymore by the studios are certainly migrating over to streaming and cable and premium cable and even in some cases network television to work and to hone their craft, because as you can imagine, it's not that challenging for an Academy Award winning actor or actress to get into some tights and pretend that they're saving the world, however, if you get into a really cool series that is more character driven and does require more acting chops, it can be very rewarding and there's no downside. Like back in the day, if you were caught acting on television or doing a commercial for TV, that would end your motion picture career. Now, there doesn't seem to be any consequence for doing small screen entertainment, even if you're an Academy Award winning actor.
Do you think Netflix is really moving in the direction of getting away from movies? Because for a lot of people, Netflix was the first place they really started binge watching, whether it was new content or maybe some TV shows that they liked that they had missed. Does that strategy make sense if they do move away from movies and go as much as they can to original content?
People think of Netflix and Amazon and Hulu as these really kind of old, new experiments in content and distribution when, in fact, they're really following the premium cable model. And the premium cable model was something that got honed over 30 or 40 years, primarily with HBO, but with Showtime as well, which was the premium cable channels first got the audience aware of them through acquiring high-profile movies and some sporting events. And then they moved into series television. And the only reason they moved into series TV was because it suited their business model more, a business model that is based on subscriptions. So you can imagine it's very risky to have consumers bet on a subscription each month when they're not really sure if the movie or movies that they're offering will really appeal to that consumer. However, if you have series where the consumer gets addicted to those episodes and to those coming seasons, a subscription model makes a lot more sense because they're basically offering up an addictive form of content that spreads out not only over weeks and months, but over several years.
Tom Noonan is a lecturer at UCLA and a former network and studio president, and you are listening to the show.